I'm sad that the jock jam stopped right before I hit record. All right. Welcome back to your Friday night Dungeons & Dragons session.
Yay.
The vibes are weird. We've all been at work today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're all employed.
Hey, you were doing work.
Yes. You watching Ben work. 10.
Watching Ben 10 like it was your job.
Hell yeah.
All right, so after making the Jungle of No Return a misleading name,
yeah.
You all made it back to Bronzeport, late summer, hot city weather, to Harita's place, where you immediately split off to do some individual errands. Keldolin made their way to Lower Ash Roof, to the general storefront that Kestra operates out of. After a slightly silly encounter with a one-eyed, scarred man whose face she was wearing the last time she was there, Keldolin was escorted through a...
Wait, what?
The last time you were there, Kestra was wearing the disguise of a one-eyed, scarred man. This time, it was...
A one-eyed what?
Scarred.
Scarred.
Man. This time, it was...
Scarred old man.
This time, it was okay. Just the one-eyed, scarred old man.
Oh. It sounds scarred.
It sounded like one
what
word.
What is happening?
You teach us new words all the time. Like we don't know.
It's like a Pokemon.
Scarred.
I choose you. It's just a scarred old man. He comes out and he's just like, get off my lawn, kids.
It's a night.
Scarred old man, just get off my lawn. It's super effective. All right, so anyway... long story short, there is that Kestra gave Keldolin the blueprints to Yorgo Gustav's townhouse, which were more elaborate than Keldolin had expected. It has a spike pit, for example. What kind of townhouse has a spike pit?
That's the most ridiculous. Everything else is like within a range, but that's fucking stupid.
Anyway, blueprints in hand. Keldolin took off, but not before getting the name of Ursa Katara, a Minotaur safe maker in Clockmaker's Row, who has gambling debts and would potentially be amenable to bribes in order to do some testing. You also got a bunch of information about the vault itself. It's made out of reinforced adamantium. There's a personal sanctum spell that's permanently been cast in the third floor, preventing all sorts of things. This, that, and the other. Bish posh. All right. So... Meanwhile, Tony and Inari headed to the Golden Flame Casino to get up to shenanigans. Inari was able to mark a wealthy-looking half-orc who was playing cards, so Tony saddled up and played a couple hands using Inari's psychic abilities to cheat.
Excuse me?
But then the orc raised the stakes to platinum, and won using some cheating shenanigans of his own. Having successfully sharked you, this half-orc went upstairs to take a mid-morning nap, but not before Inari was able to get his room number and the fact that he was attracted to Tony's scamp-like character. And so Tony made his way upstairs for a bit. We'll get to that in a moment, though, because before that happened, Shims went to pick up her friends to see if they'd be interested in hanging out, collecting Palava and Snert, and then all the way over to Iggy's and convincing them all to come to the Golden Flame Casino, where Shims picked up the VIP room experience. At which point Iggy arrived looking resplendent in a beautiful green dress, bathed for the first time that you've ever known her, long flowing brown hair, but still with that manic look in her eyes as she housed a 10 platinum piece bottle of wine in 6 seconds and set the stage for what would become a very expensive meal.
Fucking wild that you spent it was 7K, right?
Yeah, it was 7,600 after tip.
Wow.
Iggy shared her homemade hooch with Keldolin, which was grain alcohol with a few drops of dragon's breath potion in it, along with some lemon and pine.
Mm-hmm.
But while all that was happening, Tony decided to teach the half-orc a lesson about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tony swung up by the bar, grabbed a bottle of wine, headed upstairs, awoke the half-orc from his nap, and using a bit ripped out of the stage play, Love Actually held up some cards, inviting himself in. The half-orc was receptive. You poured him a glass of wine, but snuck in some sneezing potion, which for some reason didn't work on the half-orc. So you asked to use his restroom. He wasn't going to let you do that. But he did agree to set a date with you for the next day at 7 p.m., at which point you cast, after agreeing to that, you cast pyrotechnics, or tried to fill his room with smoke, at which point he revealed himself to be a monk with the Mage Slayer feat, and before you could cast your spell, he was able to stun you, and then pick you up, your stunned self up, and then set you outside right as Keldolin arrived to come collect you.
Come collect Question you. For context, what is the Mage Slayer feat?
If a person casts a spell that you're adjacent to, you can, as a reaction, you can opportunity attack them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
That's pretty dope. I almost took Mage Slayer. Mage Slayer instead of a bump to strength. Almost. I'm so glad I didn't.
Tony, feeling a little embarrassed, along with Kevlin, and joined the party back downstairs. Oh, but not before slipping a card under the half-orc's door saying, don't cheat, next time it could be worse.
I mean, it's accurate.
Which also could apply to you.
Oh, so. Yeah, but I mean, I already made the card.
And despite everything, Tony thought it was a success. So, meanwhile, back downstairs, Harita joined the party, and you all had a great time drinking and catching up, Harita, on your goings-ons in the jungle, your trip to the Shadowfell, the troll combiner. She also let you, and just you, know that Pak Mutar was the one who sent the demon after you all into Tabar, using a shadowy thieves' guild that operates out of Tabar, outside of the family system.
Are you going? Did you tell me that?
Not yet.
Are you going to tell me that?
No.
Oh, boy.
No, I will.
I'm curious why she only told Inari, or if it was just like she didn't want to bring them.
Because I'm a hothead.
Because she didn't want Keldolin to do something rash, like go attack.
Keldolin doing something rash? That's never happened.
Anyway, you all got the bill. Sure, Shim's got the bill.
Thanks.
And found yourself significantly poorer, but rich in experience.
I still have 30,000 gold.
Also still so. Really, really rich. True. So
so afterwards, you all split up, heading back to Rita's, but not wanting to go in a group because you're still wanted in the town. You found your wanted posters. Disconcertingly, Petra found that her wanted posters had been ripped down. And so she investigated that, talking to Nora, their Bulwark Sabrosa contact at the Drunken Archer, about that, and hoping to get more information about that. And afterwards, Gia precipiently, that's your ability.
Precipiently,
right?
Yes.
Precipiently paranoid, pauses to perceptively peruse the poster boards in previously perilous pit on her way to Harita. I was so pleased when I read that. I was like, I would just read that verbatim later. All right, so y'all made it back to Harita's where you discussed potential approaches to this Yurgo heist. And decided that you needed to do more investigation into your abilities, into the room, into his social calendar.
Excuse me.
This whole time, Gia had been fidgeting with the letter that she got from the archivist in Rakan, but didn't mm-hmm. talk about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Harita arrived back home. Everyone greeted her with a unison "Hey, bitch!" and then revealed that she has more money than she knows about.
Yep.
So she's been, after being asked by Inari, she's said that she's been spending money her whole life and it's never run out. And was able to do things like spend $100,000 on a submarine and not have to worry about it. But she also let you know that she had talked to Strifecutter and you all could turn yourselves in to pay a fine. 150 gold pieces apiece would cover your crimes of escaping from prison. You all were sus about this, wondering if she'd been replaced. But she hadn't, and she was sincere. And so she took you and her ornithopter towards Fort Sahir, but not before Tony reached out to Magpie, who was excited to hear that Tony was still alive. That she tried reaching for a few days in a row, and he didn't answer.
That's right.
Magpie has been investigating the wild shard, or wild magic that Ithun was looking into in the crystal shard, and you discovered that the crystal from Ithun's actually came from the Shadowrock Island. So
that is fascinating.
So you took off in Harita's ornithopter, Along the way, you craned your neck over Yorgo's townhouse, peeking his menagerie, and finding out that in addition to his, you know, like, displacer beast and basilisk, he had a giraffe?
But we don't know what a giraffe
what
is.
What the fuck is
You've never seen a giraffe before, so it is bizarre. It's a long neck. Anyway, you make it to Fort Sahir, talk to General Strathcutter, each going around saying your name, admitting the crimes that you committed, and paying 150 gold pieces, except for
me.
Petra, who had to pay an additional 10 gold pieces for harassing and intimidating a guard.
Worth it.
Harita jokingly collected her 40 gold pieces. Y'all, it's deduced that's how she makes her money.
Yeah, for sure.
Turning into friends. So, you also found out that the Wizard Tower had been filled in and warded to prevent ingress. And Yana told Strathcutter all about what was happening at Shadow Rock Island and asked Strathcutter to recommend some martial types. And also asked Strathcutter to look into the poster thing. Mm. And so then Harita took it back to her place, and all that happened in one day.
I know, it was a fucking long-ass day, goddamn.
And so y'all got a long rest. It is the 28th of Death, week's end, Fantasy Sunday here in Bronzeport. The weather stayed warm all night, and then you wake up to a hot house.
It's a hot
house. Oh, speaking of hot house, Inari, where did you sleep last night?
Oh, I wonder. With Harita.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wasn't sure, because, you know, you've just come back from the dead, so I didn't know if that would affect
even
your
more
libido.
Reason to.
Yeah.
All right, so early in the morning, Inari. As Harita wakes up and is getting, like, ready for... she actually knows she has the day off. It's Sunday. Fantasy Sunday. As Harita gets up and orders Mira to bring some breakfast in bed. She kind of takes a moment and looks at you and she says, hey, so I didn't want to ask about it in front of all your friends, but I kind of get the idea that you weren't telling me everything that happened in the jungle. And so I just wanted to make sure that you were okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Something happened there?
Yeah, but everything's fine now.
For me, a persuasion or deception check. I'll let you tell me.
I wonder. that's a 25.
Yeah, you got a nat one last time, which is the only reason she got an inkling. Because in this house, we respect natural ones. she says, well, when you're ready to talk about it, I'll be here. she rolled a nat 19 on the die. Insight is very much one of her skills as a city council person.
You can't get one over on this bitch.
I mean, she's a politician, so that makes a lot of sense. she says, the only thing I'd ask is if, I don't think it is, but if it's ever, like, a threat to, you know, my safety or my, you know, reputation or anything like that, just let me know. But, whatever it is, I got your back. And,
I mean, the same people that might be coming after me might still be coming after me, but I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah, they're just people, right? Like...
I mean, they are just people.
As opposed to?
With maybe potentially powers from a evil, dark entity.
How evil and dark of an entity are we talking here?
Do you know who Marique is?
I guess no, but... No.
Then you're fine. Well, I mean, you've got money. You can look up what Marique is.
Wow. You could just tell her, but you're like, no, spend some of your money. I don't want to... Okay. Spend some of your money. I don't want to have the conversation.
I'll tell her a very brief overview. Just not God, but entity of death. Right? Death and revenge-y stuff?
More just like kind of the destructive,
destructive side of nature.
Death and, yeah.
And that I have revoked any influence over me, but the people who are still influenced by him might still want me to be their friend. And by friend, I mean person who they use. But I don't know if they are still looking for me or not. So
she's just like, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It sounds like they used you and you... So what sort of influence did Marik have over you before?
Uh-oh. Yep. You've been in this woman's bed!
You know, I sometimes had a penis flower come out of my mouth.
Bath emoji. Penis flower?
Yeah, I don't know. I,
courtesy of Taika.
Yeah, Taika saw it once. Mm-hmm. But we went into the jungle to exercise me, and I have been exercised, so no more penis inside of me.
For multiple reasons.
She's like, you know what you want, in front of my business. She says, but, there's things that I've told you about myself, too. So
what?
She says, I get it. Things are hard to talk about. I'm just glad that you're safe.
Back at ya.
Are we in the awkward finger gun?
Only if you want to.
Awkward finger crossbow section of our relationship. She says, anything you want to tell me, I'm here for you. I won't judge you, but I also don't want to press you. And smells like bacon, and sounds like Mir's bringing it up. So.
Yay.
So he brings you breakfast in bed. Bacon and juice and pancakes.
Yum.
And in true politician form, sensing that the topic was perhaps not something you're comfortable discussing, like, Harita definitely changes the subject and starts talking about lighter things, funnier things. Cool. So, I imagine you all maybe rest in a little bit, not having anything pressing for the day, though correct me if I'm wrong. And having consumed a copious amount of wine last yesterday.
I mean, I'll sleep in a little bit, but I do have things I want to go out and do.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking it easy. Keeping it sleazy. Taking it easy.
All right, as you get up, Mira sets out a big breakfast for those of you that are not in the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I ate something and then I had a question. Sorry. Is there any difference between the personal sanctum, permanent, and regular cast?
Yes. If it's been permanently cast, it cannot be dispelled.
No, I know that, but other than that. So if someone casts personal sanctum, we could then test it, and it would have the same effect as
correct.
A permanent
yeah.
one.
Yeah, the only thing about being permanent is that the duration is just
forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it forever?
Yes, yeah. So if you basically he had to have had it cast there every day for a year.
Shit.
And once that was done, then yeah, it's but it's permanent. Can't be dispelled. Can't go away.
So like in 1,000 years,
That spot would still be.
Oh my gosh. Wild.
It's really crazy that there's not more of that shit hanging around, considering the extent of the world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You ever try to teleport into a king's castle? You can't. Or a queen, a ruler's.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a couple turns outside and switch disguises up until... I am Keldolin again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess
you're telling your party mates that you're leaving. Are you sneaking out?
Sometimes I want to sneak out, but the last time I did that here, it didn't go well.
I'm going to wait until, like, 11 o'clock or noon, so I'm going to relax for the morning, because I don't know if the person I want to go see is actually going to be awake this early. And then I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to go run an errand. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Where are you going? What's the errand? Do you need help? Do you want company?
See you later.
Way to play cool. All
right, so where are you heading off to?
Well, I'm going to start at Kestra.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way there, can I think of any other criminal contacts that I might know of?
Will be a crime check.
Crime check.
Oh, I'm not going there first, though. I messed up my plan. Hold on. 16.
Yeah, you know of a criminal contact. So the reason you went to Kestra was you asked for a contact that you'd not been to before. There's a contact here in Bronzeport. You hadn't been to Bronzeport before, but this contact had been to Tabar and back a few times. Her name is Sundra.
Sundra, is it the 28th of death?
It is the 28th of death. Yeah.
Okay.
Sundra. Logan. Logan.
Okay.
She's Hexblood, so kind of like Brindley was in the second half of our last campaign.
Warlock?
Not a warlock. Hexblood is just somebody who has, like, hag heritage.
Oh, okay.
So, like, extra knuckles in the fingers and sort of a kind of a fae-ish appearance. yeah, you know that she's one of Talia's.
Talia?
Talia's our contacts here. So.
Okay. First thing I'm actually going to do is go down to the fort, and I do, in fact, want a souvenir copy of my wanted poster. If I can get a hold of one.
Okay, so you head down to the fort. Takes you a little while to get there. You check the wanted boards on the way. Of course, there's no poster there, so... Mm-hmm. What do you do when you get there?
Have all of theirs been taken now?
You look and yes.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't head there. I want to head somewhere where I know I can get a hold of this. I don't want to bother the general with this.
Okay. You'd have to find out where they are.
The general?
No, the wanted posters.
Oh, she said her guards put them out every morning or something like that. So I guess I'll just go to a constabulary as Petra. And ask about it.
Okay. So you head into the constabulary office. Any particular neighborhoods the constabulary office you're heading to?
Were our wanted posters clustered in a specific area of town?
No, all over town.
I'll just go to the closest one then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is that where that douchebag is?
He was on, if I recall correctly, Hilltop. So you are currently in Filigree Heights.
Okay.
So
I'll go there.
Okay.
Wherever's closest.
All right, so you head to the Filigree Heights constabulary. It's a very Art Deco gilded sort of like three-story building with like the doorway that goes into it is one of those like 12-foot tall doors that has a smaller door inside of it.
Okay.
Very opulent and lush. Blends in with the neighborhood.
Douchey.
So you walk inside and you see a very orderly, well-run constabulary office. There's a friendly-looking halfling at the front desk, well-dressed, and he looks up at you and says, oh, hello, how can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Petra. I paid off my fines yesterday for my wanted, the legal issue that I had. And so...
Did you need a receipt or something?
I wanted a copy of the wanted poster.
Oh,
you know where I'm at.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Let me just think. We updated the board this morning, so let me go check the trash for you.
It's not in the trash.
Let me go check.
All of mine were torn out.
He says, "Not from here, they weren't." And he goes and digs in the trash and pulls out a poster of you and hands it to you.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I think the artist captured you pretty well there.
Yeah, not bad.
Last face you'll ever see, though, huh?
I mean, I was pretty pissed off at the time. And also, kind of accurate. I say it cockily. Thanks for this.
He's just like, well, hope not for me.
No, you're fine. You've been very helpful. And you're not trying to arrest me at all.
He is going to let the thinly veiled, the slightly veiled threateners watch over Filigree Heights.
I guess the general did ask me to stop doing that. And I say that out loud. I'm like, sorry about that.
No offense taken.
Have a good day. And I leave before I get another wanted poster put up for running my mouth.
You never actually checked inside the constabulary offices yesterday.
Yeah.
So there was some in there. But,
okay. Why would I think of that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And actually, that's actually perfectly timed. Your ascending stone crackles to life. And this is General Strifecutter placing a call for whoever this is now.
Hey, it's me.
How should I address you?
You can call me Yana.
Okay, Yana. I just want to let you know I've solved the mystery of your missing wanted posters.
Okay.
That guard you intimidated had been tearing them down because he did not want you to come back. He has been disciplined appropriately. I hope this satisfies the matter to your satisfaction.
It does. I was about to go on a journey this morning. Thank you.
Strap it around.
No way.
That's hilarious. Well, that takes care of my errand in about a fraction of the time that I thought it was going to take, and I head back.
Oh, is that why all your errands are about this
morning? Yeah. I was going to figure this the fuck out.
I thought this was leading into a whole plot line.
I want to know who took those fucking posters. That is too funny.
Okay, wait. Are you coming back to tell? Okay. Do you tell us?
Hold on. These are very sticky. But they're very good.
All the best things are.
So, yeah, I'll come back. Huh?
Nothing. Stupid jokes.
It took a couple seconds. It went like it wasn't flew worth here, the laugh. And then
it's
I walked
not worth
into
the attention.
It. So I come back and I'm like, so I know who took down all my wanted posters.
Mm-hmm. Who?
The guard that I intimidated. He took them all down, but I did get a copy of mine.
Say to him that was so scary? I mean, you are scary, but...
I said, mine will be the last face you ever see. Right? That's what it was?
I mean, it is true.
That has been true for many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially those who are trying to get in my way.
That's true.
Hilarious.
Do you... No, I shouldn't. No, I shouldn't.
What?
It would be very funny if we just happened to be in that neighborhood and happened.
The guy's already in trouble with Strifecutter, so he's fine.
That's true.
Okay. Well, that's a perfect pausing point. Because our food's here.
Yay!
We will never stop.
Did you hit the record on time?
Got a little bit of it in there, yeah. All right, so we are back. So you've solved the mystery of the missing posters, which... was never meant to be a huge mystery, but
she was gonna find out.
We thought it was. I thought it was gonna be at least
dog with a bone, ma'am.
So, it is early afternoon. You're all at Harita's place, just hanging out. What do y'all want to do?
Did my person yesterday? Did we ever decide where we were gonna have dinner if we'd gone out?
I assumed you'd meet back up at the hotel.
I think I'm going to maybe stop by around the time that we were supposed to meet up and see if he's there.
As Tony or as Charlie Chaplin?
As Tony.
Okay, that's an evening. Is there anything you want to do before that, or are you just going to relax and let Tony do his thing?
Let's come to an agreement real quick, though. Are we going to wait a month to do this heist?
Why do we need to wait a month?
Because I want to test these tattoos.
Oh, then yeah, sure.
I don't feel any pressing need to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
we've all used our tattoos by now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so they reset, so next month then we'll take them, which is tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's the first of Pale.
Yep. You are 15 days away from getting your rest of your pirate booty.
And 26 days away from getting my treasure from the owlbear.
Mm-hmm.
So, The month of pale is the month of money!
The month of pale is the month of pay me.
Pay me, bitches. So, yeah, I think we should plan on testing our tattoos.
Just hanging. Tony, do anything?
I don't have nothing to do. Do you want to go alone to do the thing?
Oh, it's a date, right?
Well, I mean, it's not a date. Like, he stunned me. I don't think he's going to expect that I'm there. I'm just more curious to see.
So, are you showing up as Tony or as Chucky?
I'm going to show up as Tony. Okay. I think we're going to retire Chucky.
Do you want any backup or, like, anyone to be around?
I don't think he's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Do you want us there gambling?
Sure.
Okay. I kind of want to be there to snoop, I'm not going to lie.
Let's go hang out. Psychic Whispers, bitches.
Yay.
So, wait. On the list of people who want to kill us, Amari's gone. Louis wants to anyway, no matter what, and maybe only you.
Maybe.
If he even wants to bother. I'm going to go get... I guess I could probably... Because I've been very careful to keep all my clothes fitting Taika.
Mm-hmm.
And just matching my disguises to match my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out as Taika.
Mm-hmm.
Go out on the town. Put on my Keldolin outfit.
Was Taika the one that... You accidentally had giant tits on, or was that someone else?
That was Yana.
That was Yana, okay.
No, it was Petra.
Oh
Petra, yeah, you're right.
With big, big boobs, and then I had to go back and edit that down.
Quick
Petra
top surgery.
Petra with huge naturals.
Nope.
Not accurate.
You know what? During the day,
mm-hmm.
I might go ahead and go talk to Sundra.
Okay.
About beast trade, like aberration trade, like fighting pits, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And see if there's been anyone around trying to shut that thing down or that sort of thing.
Cool. So, let's go ahead and do that.
Sorry. I interrupted.
You're banished from this realm.
Well,
my activity is until this evening, so.
And I'll go out as, I'm going to talk to Sundra, so I'll go out as Taika. That's crazy. I, Caitlin, the person, and Taika, the character, both feel like I do when I'm walking into a building and don't yet have a mask on.
Mm.
As I walk out in my own skin.
All right. So, you are going to go visit Sundra. She is in Old Town.
Okay.
So you follow the directions that you know in your head and end up in a little corner cafe. And you can ask for Sundra here.
Okay. Is there like somebody at the...
Yeah, there's a half orc with a lip ring and kind of a beanie hat.
Mm-hmm.
Kangle hat, that's what I think.
Yeah. The word kangle is just so gross.
Yeah.
And like suspenders and the vest. And he's just like, hey, what can I help you?
Hey, looking for Sundra.
Oh, okay. So what you want to do is you want to go out the cafe, take a left, take another left down the alley, and then you see a set of basements, stairs that go down to a basement. Knock there.
So he just told me that?
Mm-hmm.
Can I roll an insight?
Yeah.
He just told me that? Oh, well, don't fucking matter. Oh, actually, my insight's really good. 14?
What are you trying to get here?
Is he lying to me? Is this some sort of
around? You seem so on the up and up.
Okay, well... Thanks. I'll follow his directions and
mm-hmm.
go out where he told me to.
You take two left, go down the alley, and you see some stairs that go down to a wooden door.
Okay. Knock on the door.
You hear a voice say, who is it?
Taika, looking for Sundra.
Gonna need a little more specifics. Taika? Who are you associated with?
Nobody these days, but I used to be one of Talia's.
Tiefling with bat wings?
Yep.
You hear the sound of like 8 locks unlocking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the door opens, and as it opens, you actually see the inside of it is metal. The wood is just a facade. Standing before you, you see a short, maybe like 4'11", just a pale green skin, very long fingers that have like extra knuckles in them that she just kind of has curled up in front of her. Just long white hair, and then just unsettling eyes that are just kind of looking at you probingly. She's just, long time, come on in.
Thanks. But I've met her before, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Give Caitlin the description.
Huh?
Give Caitlin the description.
Oh, yeah. No, I just couldn't remember if you told me I'd met her before.
Yeah, right? She's been at the bar. You've never been here.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Cool.
She says, would you like some tea?
I probably won't drink it, and I don't want to waste your tea.
Never suspicious. I'm going to make some for myself, though.
Okay.
Goes over and clinks some jars and some tea and pours some water. As she's doing that, she says, I hear you're independent these days.
I am. Fully independent. It's pretty great.
Well, congratulations on purchasing your freedom.
Thanks. Did I purchase my freedom?
No.
Yeah, but that's what I was...
She's just assuming.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
She says, not too often you see one getting out of the game.
It's true. That is true.
She says, but, what brings you to Bronzeport?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. I am trying to track down some possibilities, I guess you'd say.
Oh, I love possibilities.
Yeah.
Possibilities are the most lucrative things to deal with.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'm curious to see if there's anybody in town who's bringing in dangerous abjurations and aberrations and monsters, that sort of thing. Like, chimera type shit shouldn't be in civilized society.
Oh, that's more of a... That's more of a DeBar thing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Just curious if there's been any of that.
And what sort of possibilities would you be interested in pursuing from information such as this?
I'm looking for adjacent people. So not the people doing it, but those that might be after them. So,
So looking for those that hunt the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
She sits down and picks up her tea and sips it meditatively for a second. She says, is it just a matter of finding someone or somebody's, an organization or a person?
I mean, it is an organization, but I've definitely never heard of it before. Have you ever heard of the Ardent Shikari? That's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds awful lot like the Shikari family. Who would,
I know.
Who would name it that way?
You could just retcon this. You do own the world.
Oh, it's in stone now.
It's set in stone. Okay, got it.
She says, the Ardent Shikari. She says, blood magicians, if I recall.
Oh, so you have heard of them.
I have. It pays to have your ear to the ground. One of their ilk came through here several years ago.
I described Benton to her.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He made quite the fuss and slayed a rare beast out at the old Yorgo Gustav estate.
Ah, that's fantastic. Fuck that guy. Yeah, I mean, I'm very specifically looking for that person.
Oh, I can find them for you.
How much?
What currency would you be paying me? Gold favors?
I think I move around too much for a favor. I'm not planning on being on the peninsula for a whole lot longer, so... Unless your gold price is fucking stupid.
She says, I offer 3 levels of service.
Okay.
We can call it for convenience sake the silver, the gold, and the platinum plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. The gold and the platinum better just have 1-0 difference.
No, no, they all cost the same amount. It's 1,000.
Okay.
Or no, 100. 100 for each. 1,000 gold. It's 1,000 gold, yeah. But if the platinum, yeah, sorry. 100 platinum, 100 gold, 100 silver. And she says, and that will determine how specific I give you. I can, for if you're talking silver, I give you a continent. If you're talking gold, I give you a country. If you're talking platinum, I give you the district of a city.
So 100 platinum, and you'll get me the country they're in, the city, and the district, no matter where in the world.
That is correct. Unless they are using some sort of scrying protection, in which case, no charge.
Yeah.
It's my scry protection guarantee.
I want to roll another insight. Do I believe that she can actually do this? And maybe not just insight, but also...
Oh. Coin.
All right, you're in trouble. Come on, baby. Okay. Insight, so that's a 18. And not only do I want to know if she's not lying, but based on my own experience, do I think this is something she can do worldwide?
Mr. Worldwide.
You don't think she's lying. She seems supremely confident in her abilities. Hard to say, but she does have hag heritage, so do you think that might help?
Hag heritage.
And so I don't pay you until the deed is done?
Correct.
And it's 100 silver, 100 gold, or 100 platinum?
That's correct.
Do you want a down payment?
Oh, I'll go do it right now. It takes me about a minute.
Well, I got 100 platinum.
Well, then we have ourselves a deal.
Holy shit. Guys, this turned out so well! I did not expect this at all! This bitch!
says, let me just go, and she takes her tea mug and a bowl of, like, half-eaten porridge off the table and some candle holders. Mm-hmm. She takes the top of the table off, and you see a font underneath of it.
Uh-huh.
She says, hold this, and she hands you the tabletop.
I hold it while watching. Is it heavy? Like, is it hefty, or?
No, it's surprisingly light.
Is it breakable?
Probably.
Okay. I'm not going to be a dick.
It'd be a weird place for you to be a dick.
I was going to spin it like a pizza. Because it's a font, so it's got to be circular.
I mean, you could do that. You'd probably catch it.
I'm not going to do it. That's just where my brain went.
Yeah.
All right, so she starts intoning a spell, casting... you see her reaching off the shelf with her long arms and fingers, grabbing ingredients and dropping them into the vat as she stirs it. A pungent aroma of incense and something fetid reaches your nostrils. It's not pleasant. And then after a minute, she just kind of goes... breathes it in, and then blows out as she looks into the vat. He is in the Empire currently.
Mm.
North, not in a city, northwest of Mashan, near the shores of the Cursed Lake. Traveling northwest with companions.
Does a companion look like him?
I'll give it to you for free, because who am I, but if not a nice person? No.
What's a companion look like?
It looks like a lizard person.
Huh. Interesting. So, in the Empire, northwest of Mashan,
mm-hmm.
traveling northwest...
Yes, near the shores of the Cursed Lake.
Near the shores of the Cursed Lake. Okay.
And then she extends a hand to you, and the universal symbol for Bish better have my money.
No, I pay her. Okay. I pay her.
She takes it, and then she stuffs it into a hidden pocket inside of her outfit.
If I had someone pay you more money, could I have you do that again, and you take my sending stone contact? I hold up my sending stone to her.
She reaches into her bra and pulls out a sending stone and taps it to you.
So nasty.
She says, if you send somebody trustworthy...
Oh yeah, don't worry about that.
You can pay them, pay me again, and I will happily do business with you.
Cool.
And she takes her tabletop and puts it back on the
desk. I assist. I'm not just going to let her run. I'll help. Cool. Thanks a lot. That's,
Any other business we need to attend?
No, I got more than I could have ever imagined I'd get coming in here. Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Well, have a delightful day.
Out of curiosity, any favors you need done, just so maybe you can owe me one?
We're running low on quests.
I mean, I don't need to do it. Just like, you know, if there's something local and fast.
She says, I'll be in touch if that's the case.
Okay. I mean, otherwise I can just pay you the money. I'm an adventurer, so there's more where that came from.
Oh, yeah. It's quite wealthy, I can see.
Yeah, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks.
Toodaloo.
Bye. Show me on your book where this is at.
show me.
I don't have a world map, do I?
Do you have one in your folder?
Here is Windhaven. That's the Cursed Lake right there. You can kind of...
Your whole hand is in the way.
You can kind of see it. It's that big... It's that
inner... Oh, okay. Just below that, set of tiny mountains there, right?
In between the desert and the,
On the right ball sack.
Break after the
scene?
Yeah. Sure. No, I'm heading back. I don't need anything else.
Okay, I'll pause.
Okay.
All right, so after you take care of your surprisingly effective... Shockingly effective underworld dealings, do you do anything else?
No. I'll go back and get ready for gambling.
Gambling. Okay. Kind of a date.
Did you have things you wanted to do while you...
Yes, I wanted to buy some more outfits.
Oh, also, I noticed that doing that picked up on the mic last time.
Doing what?
Poo. It's so much fun.
It's up to you. I mean, you do whatever you want.
I didn't listen to it, obviously. Did it bother you? Yes, okay.
Mildly. I was just like, what is that noise? And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wait, you fidgeting with the thingy?
Apparently.
I've fidgeted much more aggressively before.
It must just be the frequency of it, because I can't even hear anything happening here. So.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to.
Sad.
So what do you get up to, all right?
I wanted to buy some more outfits.
All right. Okay, so you head off into the hilltop to go to some of the premier tailors. What are you going to get?
This one.
Oh, wow, that's pretty.
Mm. Okay. Ooh. And, oh my god, I have so many to choose from. I was looking at them earlier, and now I can't remember which ones I decided. Oh, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's pants.
Mm-hmm. Might not be, but I think it is. And then, where was it? This folder is too large.
You know those, like wide leg, like, flowy pants that, like, when you're, like, kind of, like, have your legs close together, they kind of look like a dress?
Yeah. Also.
But then, like, if you need to run.
Oh,
culottes?
No. Bolero pants, kind of.
I would have called them palazzo pants.
Oh, yeah, palazzo pants. Yeah.
Ooh,
very pretty. Hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Are those butterflies on them?
No, it's like
I didn't get a good look at it.
It's like an earthy mountain design, I think.
Oh, there's like a whole bunch of different like constellation looking thingies.
Mm-hmm. What sort of trouble are you thinking about?
That one's a horse.
No.
Is it?
There's a little horse.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice. That's cute. I didn't even
notice the constellations.
I think that I will find you and purchase some suits. One suit. I will purchase one suit.
Can I get that one too?
Yeah.
Could you pass that chair over?
What the fuck is that?
So all four outfits total, 20 platinum.
20 platinum.
Yeah.
Got it.
An equivalent amount for one single suit?
Five platinum.
Cool.
I know how much a bespoke suit costs. I'm still paying it off.
Also, maybe, because Rita's not working, right?
No, yeah, she'll come with you if you want.
Well, sure, she can come with me. Would now be a good time to do my really bad idea?
Wait.
Presenting my idea about Averna.
Oh! That would have been good to bring up at the fancy dinner.
Yeah, well.
This is great. You're trying on dresses. She's looking and improving. And then,
Let me add these to my my closet really quickly, yeah. So I don't lose track of.
Do you have a folder of, like, Inori's?
I do. It doesn't matter, but in my brain it matters.
No, that's so fun.
I love it.
Okay.
If you didn't have inspiration, I'd give you inspiration.
That's great.
All right. What is my idea? So,
do you need backup here?
You seem really nervous, Adore. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just had an idea, but it's not fully fleshed out, and I don't know how to fully flesh it out because I'm not a business person.
Well, I happen to sort of be one.
So,
I'm
from Averna, right?
Yes, yes.
And we visited, and I forgot how podunky it is, you might say. And they're also kind of
getting... It is infamous for being a quiet town, yes.
And if we weren't there, some people probably, way more people would have died for some of the incursions.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was thinking, you know, kill two birds with one stone, some sort of, like, tourist attraction to get people in, but also to, like, help defend the city or, like, train people to be better, of some sort of, like, go to Averna to...
Arena says, I'm going to stop you right there. Because I see it in lights. The Averna Adventuring Academy.
Oh, it's an academy!
All right.
She says, who doesn't want to be a rich adventurer? Sure, the mortality rate's 95%, but...
Oh, you sell it as that so they can't sue you.
But, you know, who wouldn't want to take... You know, a lot of people want to take the chance and roll the dice and... And you know, try to brave the odds and become fabulously wealthy like you and your friends have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
And there is no such place like that. She says, I mean, obviously if you want to dedicate your life like to the Purple Knights, you could go to Taksum, but that's so singular and martial.
Yeah, I will say my brother and some of his friends and I guess... future companions are back in Averna, and I've been told he's gotten better at fighting.
It's so painful for you to say this.
But can his skills stand to be sharpened by a professional?
Yes.
Well, I guess, this sounds like a capital idea, and I think I will pay a visit to Averna and speak to whoever it is I need to speak to over there. Is there somebody over there I should speak to?
The mayor.
Do you know her name?
Give me 2 seconds. My brain, I'm sifting through things and also waiting for my friend to sift through things.
I was going
to
say, is it a race? Because I got this. Are you going to be faster than me?
It's me pretending like I'm going to find something because I definitely won't find it, but I'll pretend like I will.
Hold on, where's my Averna section?
I can't remember the last name. Oh, okay, there it is.
Well, that's rude.
Participate.
Here it is.
I'll just wait for you.
Snow. Sybil Gamwell is the guard captain.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Island.
Yeah.
Nope. And I'll and also
yeah, like you, I have hyperlinks. That's why.
Yeah. I was like,
and also Jane Island. Jane Island, and also Sybil
Gamwell.
Gamwell is the guard.
Oh, I think I've heard Strife Cutter mention her before.
Yeah, that
they
would
do think
sense.
Well of each other.
Yeah, they're besties, you might say.
Saying anybody is besties with Cheryl.
And then my mother and father work at a tavern.
The Sage and Ivy.
The Sage and Ivy. But not that you need to go there, but if you tell them you're my friend, I'm sure.
Are you nervous about
look
meeting your
look at the
parents?
Look on his face.
Well, you just they just know that you knew me.
Well, I'll keep it cash, and I will definitely, of course, stay at the Sage and Ivy.
Thank you.
Also, I come out of the changing room. With this suit on.
Ooh! I like the little
send
bit of crop
in the group
there.
So I can see.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any crop.
I like the shape of the top.
Yeah, it's probably like a gold shirt underneath to match the, all
yeah,
the
like
other gold shirt.
I like how incorporate your wings into the design, darling.
Thanks.
Is this better in black or in silver?
So, you guys finish your clothes shopping, and Harita is very excited about Averna adventuring Academy.
That's great.
She says the alliteration on its own sells it.
Honestly, that's wonderful. If you need anything from me, let me know, but I just see it as a make your money and town maybe will
and,
flourish.
Bring a little spice to Averna.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And also, I've never heard of an adventuring academy before, so...
Pretty good idea.
All right. So, you do that. You just chilling at the house, keeping it sleazy?
Keeping it sleazy? What?
I'm not sleazy. I don't know.
Are you sneezy?
I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm still in bed. Yeah,
or sneezy.
That's yeah. Like Tony's potion stuff.
I think I just tag along with people.
Well,
yeah, you could
have
come with us.
I do. I don't know.
You could have come with us if you wanted to.
Or you can visit Blob or Iggy or Snurf.
You
also haven't been back to the Stuffed Fox in a while.
Stuffed Fox.
What is that?
I have the it's the inn that I have a friend in.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, there's a whole other person there you haven't talked to.
Oh.
Renard, gnomish barkeep at the Stuffed Fox.
Hmm.
You have to go to the Stuff Box.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. So you head out there once.
Was it?
We usually just stay with Harita when we're here, so we don't go there.
Is that where we laid low? That's where we laid low after we fucking tried to attack Dimbara.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would have told Harita to mention. We told her our real names, right?
Oh, I think so.
The Horn and Claw, right?
Yeah.
Just to mention that if the mayor liked the idea.
if the mayor doesn't like the idea, you came up with it.
Well, you just don't have to say. But if she's down, just tell her we put in the...
Out of character, would you like to have Harita let her know that... Because Tony was the one that had pitched all that stuff and then was made out to be a liar. So should Tony's name be involved in it?
Horn and Claw, which includes Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think we did give her our real names.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah.
So, hanging out with him, hanging out with someone else, hanging out at the house.
I'll hang out with him.
Okay. You go to the dress shop, maybe suggesting alterations that you could do since you are a seamstress.
Yay.
All right. That evening, Tony.
Yeah. I'm going to wear my robes and look as flashy as I can.
As wizardly as possible.
Yep.
Alright, so, you dress up to the nines.
Yeah.
And you head to the Golden Flame. Your date time was at 7 p.m., so what time do you arrive?
I think like 6:45.
Okay. And where are you going to post up?
Probably a space beyond the wall.
Okay. This is they're in character. They're in character.
Alright, so you. Sorry, it's just funny. So you post up at the bar and keep an eye on the stairs. And at 5 till 7, you see the half-orc come down, wearing a nice outfit.
He found somebody else today.
Where is he gonna sit?
He is going to linger, kind of in the room with the golden flame.
And are we there now? Because we've flashed forward. No, okay.
You all are. This is a Tony Solo joint.
Okay. Oh, we were going to be gambling.
Oh, you're gambling. Okay.
Yeah, we're gambling, so we're in the same building.
Out, just in case.
So yeah, y'all are gambling together.
Okay.
So he's in the other room, but, like, I can see him. Mm-hmm. He could theoretically see me.
He looks like he's waiting.
He's waiting for you, or he found a different date?
Oh, shit. I'm, like, pretending to, like, you know, pay attention to the gambling happening here, but I'm also, like, very unsubtle in, like, snooping.
We're actually back in the gambling hall.
Yeah.
You're not. Yeah. Oh, you're up
front. Yeah, so I'm gonna, like, I'm certainly not approaching him until after 7. Because, like, he probably just has a date with someone else. And, right.
The clock turns 7.
Uh-huh.
He's still there.
It is you, boo! It is you!
I'll wait 10 minutes past 7.
Oh.
Okay. He's still waiting.
Okay.
And about that point, actually, I'd say about 10 minutes after 7, he pulls out a fancy-looking pocket watch and closes it and heads towards the bar.
Cool. I will scoot over and make sure it's very clear that there's plenty of room over here.
Are you being subtle about it or not subtle?
Not subtle.
Roll me a Tony Charm.
Well, that didn't go well.
Coin time.
Yeah, I guess.
Seems like a roleplay episode.
Chris is going to ambush us and kill us.
Mm-hmm. 19. Two more coins. Ooh. And then I can do that.
I got a 19.
Okay, he cocks an eyebrow and sits at a seat next to you. And he goes, the bartender comes by and he says, I'll take a whiskey on the rocks. Or whiskey on the rocks. He gives you a note, he says, what are you drinking?
Sex on the beach.
Oh my god!
And sex on the beach for this fine tabaxi gentleman here.
Oh, thank you.
The bartender serves it. He pays more than necessary.
Like he gets overcharged or he just tips well?
He tips well.
Okay.
He's such a good dude.
Except he cheated. So where are you in from?
Did he cheat because he knew Tony was cheating?
He 100% knew.
He says, I'm here from Windhaven. How about yourself?
Umphaloko. You know.
You know.
Oh, I try not to make assumptions. What brings you to Bronzeport?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
He says, here for the casinos, or?
Yeah, I don't have to gamble. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah, though. I'm not very good at it.
He is a fleecer!
Would you, maybe... Are you getting dinner here?
He says, well, I was supposed to meet somebody. I was hoping to meet somebody. I didn't show up.
Well, that's too bad.
But if you are otherwise unoccupied for dinner, I'd be happy to have dinner with you.
Yeah, let's do dinner.
All right. He picks up his drink and he says, restaurant's over this way.
After you.
All right, so he starts to walk towards the restaurant. You follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you head over to the restaurant. And he gets a table for two, and you are seated. He says, oh, by the way, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Tony. Sorry, what's your name?
That's fair.
He says, my name is Zurgar.
Zurgar.
Yeah, it's a good orcish name. I named after my father.
Nice. Zurgar.
Yeah. How do you spell Zurgar?
Z-U-R-O-G-A-R.
So, did you tell me what brings you into town?
He says, I'm here from Windhaven on business.
Ah, what kind of business you do?
He says, roll me an insight check.
Interesting. I like how he's very specifically not looking at you and me. Look at his face.
I'm so on the edge of my seat right now.
Seven.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. He just says, it's a private business. I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, private business. Private business. I've heard about those. They're doing quite well these days.
There's the Tony we know.
Liz, what about you? What do you do for work?
I do some adventuring.
Got that vibe from you.
Yeah, I'm the character, people say sometimes.
Yeah? Why do they call you a character?
Oh, I like a good little joke. I like a little prank. Yeah, I'm a character. I say some things that people might not expect.
I find that unexpected surprises are some of the most delightful parts of life.
Yeah.
When you've lived as long as I have.
How old are you?
He says, you may not believe it, but I am approaching 70.
Huh.
He looks like he looks maybe 40, 45.
I thought you were my age.
I stopped aging about your age.
Monk,
yeah. He says, part of my training, I've managed to master my body. Also, you know, makes me immune to things like poisons.
He does know.
Or diseases.
I'm going to just, like, look at him for a little bit and be like, do you know?
You actually see him say that?
But I whisper it, like, so, like, if he's at, like, I figure if he does know, he's going to be paying attention and he's going to hear that. But if he's not paying attention and he doesn't hear that, then it probably was just a coincidence.
Because of course I know.
Well, nice to meet you, sir.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. He says, I am also you and the little scam that you and the attractive young woman were running.
Well, I mean, I wasn't wrong when I said I was a character.
He says, he pulls out a little bag from his pocket and sets it on the table. He says, I was hoping to see you again anyway, to give this back to you.
What is it?
It's your 36 platinum pieces.
It's your money.
Well, thank you.
Actually, it's 31. He says, yeah, five of that one to your friend. You can get it back from her if you want.
Okay.
No, it's mine.
She already spent it on dresses.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought I was going to get out of there. I was like, I'm just going to do a little smoky smoke because you wouldn't let me use your bathroom.
Well, when you tried to poison my drink, I had a suspicion that you might
poison.
Not be
poison! It was a sneezing potion. Aren't we being a little overdramatic?
He says, I'll give you three different types of poison, and you couldn't tell me what they do based off the taste. I just knew that the wine was adulterated, but I wanted to see where it went. You do have a weird charm about you.
That is true. So, why did you still want to see me?
Like I said, you are interesting. And there's not a lot of interesting people.
Fair. So, are you staying around here for a while, or are you heading back to Windhaven?
Depends on how long the job takes. But,
again, I'm gonna go, is it to kill me?
No.
Oh, good.
why would anyone want to kill you? You're delightful.
No one ever has wanted to kill me. That has never happened. I've certainly not escaped death multiple times in the past few months.
Wait. Okay, Squincy says, are you a member of the Horn and Claw?
I am.
Saw your face on those wanted posters.
Oh, yeah. Well, we took care of that, but they took all the wanted posters down.
Yeah, the ransom seemed fairly low for anybody to actually be interested.
It was pretty silly.
Just hand on the box.
He says, so, what do you want to do after this?
It's not about you. It's a lore question. It's fine.
I don't know. I figure we can just chat a little bit. I'd like to know more about you. And, like, I know you're not going to tell me about your secret business, but, like...
Oh, sorry, kitten. Damn.
But, like, maybe you could tell me more about, like, what made you want to become a monk. And, you know, that's pretty interesting for a... Is he half-orc? Mm-hmm. Orc? For a half-orc.
Oh, well, there's all sorts of half-orc monks. He says, I like the order of it, the discipline. I was a bit of a wild card myself in my youth.
Do tell.
I know it's maybe a little stereotypical for orcs, but my father had a bit of a temper, and I did too as a kid. Didn't really like that part of myself.
Is there anything cool around where we are?
Oh, yeah, you're in a fucking magical fantasy city. What would you like to do?
Is there like an ornithopter tour of the city?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Have you been on an ornithopter tour of the city yet?
Can't say that I have.
Would you like to? I heard it's beautiful at night.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, so you guys head off to an ornithopter tour. He insists on paying for it.
Oh, thank you.
So you all...
I don't owe you anything.
He says, of course not.
Oh, just checking. Some people just assume. They buy a guy an ornithopter tour and, you know.
So you guys are whisked up into the air and a very bored-sounding tour guide points out all the different sites. You do a couple loops around the Great Foundry and down around the Fim Walls and all that stuff. He says, how long are you going to be in town for?
Oh, probably about a month. We're staying with a friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
He says, so what's your favorite prank you've pulled since you're such a prankster?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my favorite is when I do a prank and it turns out actually really well. And I seem to have that happen a lot. Like, one time, we were helping out... Where was it?
Oh, I don't know what time you're talking about.
The sheet.
Oh, God. That was in Rakkad.
My group and I were in Rakkad, and we had to tell, was the guard captain?
No, it was, you don't want to say who it was, though.
Yeah,
it was a friend.
We had a friend we needed to inform about some things going on, and when we ran into his room, he had a guest, and we thought, huh. That's unusual, so I thought I'd do a little pranky prank on him, and I pull up the sheet, and I go, Bits! But guess what?
What?
It wasn't him. It was a changeling that looked like him, and then he was unconscious under the sheet. Wow. So then we were able to save our friend, and I got to see some bits.
I got to see some bits.
That's the best kind of prank.
I like how real Chris got broken by that.
Sorry, give me a second.
That's the description. That's what happened. It's not even embellished like a Colleen story. That's what happened.
He says, well, that's a really interesting story. Changeling, you say. There's a lot of, you know, they're an interesting folk, the changelings. They, there's rumors and whispers that they've infiltrated the Empire, but I just think they're a boogeyman.
Well, I've seen them, they're real, but...
Oh, no, there's no doubt that changelings are real, but, you know, whenever...
Are you saying the boogeyman is real?
Actually, yes, in this world he is, but...
No. Oh, no.
But, he says, but yes, but I don't think they're the scourge that everyone thinks they are, you know. Conspiracy theories and all that, I don't go in for that.
That's probably a good idea. There are some weird things going on, though.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Oh. You got a little bit?
Yeah.
And so I'm just gonna...
Just you and me and the Ornithopter and him, who's the guy still, be like... And down below, you'll see the pipes that connect the forge to the supplementary factory.
And I'm just going to tell them about, like, my whole childhood and that, like, all... And then I found out my siblings were all in these wizard towers, and one of my siblings actually took over for the wizard, and it was so cool. And I'm not telling them where they are.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like... And then this happened, and then I found one of my sisters, and she just wasn't right. And we just needed to give her some time. But, you know, she's coming around.
Well, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
He says, that sounds like a lot. He says, but I think you are 40 and flirty and handling it well.
Why, thank you.
40 and flirty.
Doesn't quite have the ring as 30 and flirty.
Would you be interested in hanging out another night?
Yeah, anytime.
Do you have a sending stone?
I do. He pulls one out.
Okay.
He says, all right, well, shall we head back to the Golden Flame?
Yes. Sorry, what's his name again?
Zuragar.
Spell it again.
Z-U-R-O-G-A-R.
I know I had that wrong.
In the cities.
All right, so you get back to the Golden Flame. Are any of you going to peek on, you know, that because you're psychically linked, are any of you going to peek to see how the night ends for them? Or?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I don't know. Like, are any of you going to eavesdrop or spy on?
I kind of want to snoop.
I'll snoop as well if you're going to. Not intense snooping, but just keeping an eye, making sure.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll walk them toward the stairs and say, I had a really nice night. I'll be in touch.
Yeah. He says, are you a hugger?
Sure.
He brings you in for a big, comforting half-orc hug.
Before you go, I wanna tell you something. Just so you don't get the wrong idea, I don't really do the romance thing.
Oh, that's fine with me.
He is technically a 70-year-old man.
You're cool with just being friends?
Yeah, I just like companionship.
Bingo, bango. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
All right. You two roll me a stealth check.
I'm sitting behind you guys, watching you walk away, and just...
Oh, fuck. Well, you're a rogue. It's probably fine. I got a 10.
It's not fine against this fucker. The monk, not Chris.
What'd you get?
15.
Oh.
He, the hug, he kind of looks over at you two and says, are those your friends?
No.
Am I close enough to hear that happen? Yeah. I just start cackling.
He's going to walk over and extend his hand to each of you. James, your hand. So Zuragar.
Anari.
Shems.
He says, it's good to finally see you, Nor. By the laws of the Windhaven Empire, you are bound to come with me. I'm so sorry. It sounds like you've done a lot of good here, but I have to do my job.
No,
I'm running.
No, I'm running. No, you don't have to do your job, actually.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Chris!
He looks back at you, Tony, and says, I'm so sorry. I didn't know she was your friend until just an hour ago.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Look, I don't think what you did was wrong, but I do have to bring you back.
I must 100%, like, thunder stomping right up to this shit.
And I'm like, we don't have to put you in cuffs or anything like that. I think it's better if we all just do this peacefully and equitably.
Can I cast banishment?
You can.
In case that doesn't work, I'm heading up and I'm putting Shems behind me.
Until an hour ago.
Jesus.
Fuck you.
Oh my god.
Roll me initiative.
Yep, there it is. Oh no. Well, I'm not doing shit first. So, you remember whenever you said Chris will fucking spring something on us? You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Did you plan this from the beginning, like, when he was introduced?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break into your house later tonight. I'm gonna leave, and I'm actually gonna hide in your bushes.
Oh, man.
I made this character months ago. Just waiting for the right time to bring him in.
Ooh, boy. So wait, have you shared with us?
That's what a bad happened?
One. Oh no!
I think Shems. That's actually. I'm not even gonna change that. Shems is in fucking shock.
Tony, what'd you get on your initiative?
14.
14. Taika.
Fucking 6.
Oh, my total would be 3, no, but right? You know, 20. Not one.
He got a fucking roll first, right?
Yeah.
He's a monk. Oh, not first. All right.
You rolled low. Yeah, 6. On the
oh. So he and I share.
My heart rate is 112.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 5. I have a dexterity. Just a single one.
A single one. So, Nari, you're up first.
Would I know?
He, by the way, is making no, like, threatening gestures or anything like that, but he's talking.
Well, yeah, because he's a calm monk.
Yeah, because he's a fucking monk.
From what he said and what I know...
Well, I'm going to remove him from the allies section.
Yeah. And we're going to go... Enemy.
Jeez, this is crazy.
Would I have any idea if he could see invisibility?
No idea.
Okay, I'm just going to cast invisibility on Shems.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, girl.
I don't suppose I've made it here before initiative happens so that I could be shoving Shems back while that's happening.
You are, like, within 10 feet, but no, you won't get a chance to shove Sims behind you before.
Damn.
And then, in everybody's head, I was gonna say, how do we want to do this? I'm not sure.
I want to banish him, and then we can, like, lose him.
Get out.
Yeah. Well, and Shems is invisible now, so if she runs, we can deal with this if he doesn't get banished.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's
mean,
a saving throw.
As Shems turns invisible, you're in a casino, I'm sorry.
Oh, or yeah.
You see a
fucking line of shit.
Where she is.
Right.
Damn it.
Right.
I forgot I had that.
Right.
Okay, I readied a really good spell for this.
Nice.
Okay. So, Tony, you're going to do a banishment?
Yeah.
Your spell might not even work because we're in a casino.
Whoa.
And what kind of saving throw is that?
Charisma.
No, wait, wasn't it that spells would work, but it would be visible that you were using a spell
yeah,
with the glow?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Okay, so my idea still is good.
So, he's just saying... he's just saying there's no need for violence. We can talk this out. And what saving throw was it again?
Charisma.
Charisma. And with his total of 10, he disappears.
Scary!
Okay. Let's go.
Well, I guess we go together. Yeah.
Are we teleporting somewhere?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
So he is banished for how long?
Up to a minute.
Okay.
Concentration.
So it's not enough time to do a teleportation circle, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Do we...
Does teleportation circle require concentration?
No, but it takes a minute to cast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I guess if we get somewhere, mm-hmm. and hopefully...
We're just going to fucking run.
Yeah. Also, can you track someone else's sending stone? Should I get rid of my sending stone?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just... It's like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Can he beep-boop-bop in there?
So, do we want to...
Yeah, so...
Just run out of here, then?
Yeah. Well, and get somewhere where I can do the teleportation circle.
Mm-hmm. How much attention do we have from everybody around us?
A lot.
Yeah, because she's glowing right now.
Well, she's glowing. She made somebody disappear.
Uh-huh.
Magic's being cast. You see hotel security is being alerted.
I'm going to scream as we run, just being like, he's coming right back!
He's trying to steal our friend.
So you guys run and book it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. With a minute to run, you're able to get pretty far and in a pretty secluded spot.
Okay. I'll start doing my teleportation circle.
Where are you teleporting to?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I wasn't prepared. I had a new friend.
Fucking
he lied to you for an hour.
Well, he didn't really lie to me. He just withheld the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How long were they on their helicopter tour?
A little less than an hour.
So, did he see Shims in the space?
No, he found out that she was part of a Horned Claw. You guys are famous.
Oh, that's... I understand.
How did he know it was me, though?
He's been looking for you as a part of Horned Claw.
You're famous.
I know that Shems is famous, but Shems came here with a full.
But you look like you.
Yeah, but you are you have your face.
Oh, even though your face is technically, I mean,
very plain.
I guess that makes sense.
It is still Nora's face.
Specifically, was sent by the Bahar family. Fuck. Okay.
And he did say he didn't think what you did was wrong.
I just don't want to be here no more.
Should we go back to a... I don't know. Where?
I don't know.
Anywhere that's not here.
Just what does your gut say? I feel like...
Yeah, I don't even think you have time really to talk about it much.
Yeah.
You just don't need to start casting the spell. You just have to know where you're going. And
where is Magpie?
Ajuba.
Ajuba.
Can we get to Ajuba?
I was thinking that too. Yeah. She's capable. We got friends there.
Yeah. So, teleport circle to Ajuba.
Holy fucking shit.
You want to roll a perception check?
Yes, can I too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that dice.
14.
Obviously, it was not a teal knight.
28.
Yeah, you don't think he's, you don't hear him, you don't see him.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust it.
So, you cast a spell, you all hop on the teleportation circle, reality melts away. And mercifully, we're not in the jungle of the return, so it comes back
it
up.
It works.
In the Ajuba basement. I hear a little alarm going off as you guys arrive.
I'll sending Stone Magpie and let her know it's us.
Go for Magpie.
Hey, we just arrived.
Yay! I'll be right down. And you hear, momentarily, you hear the sounds of, like, paws slapping down the stairs. She opens the door. Unlocks it from the outside and opens it up and says, hi, welcome back. Oh my god, you guys look like hell.
Actually, we're fresh as hell.
But y'all look, you know, like, I mean...
Yep, I know. That's a problem. Let's go.
Yeah, we just had a little...
Are you assuming the unscheduled visit means that something bad has happened?
Yeah. But I met a friend.
Yeah.
I don't think...
But he was bad.
Friend is the problem.
Your sitting stone actually crackles a lot.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Tony, this is, well, it's me, Gergar. Sorry that things ended the way they did. I had a really great time.
Fuck off.
I just had, I've been looking for Nor for a long time now, and I just, yeah, a little bit of my old, dad in me, I just instinctively took my chance. I was kind of hoping it could be peacefully resolved. I still hope it can be. Just remember, next time I see you, I mean you all no harm. I just have to...
If you're trying to send me back there, you mean me harm.
Just need to do my job, and you know, Nor needs to stand trial for what she's done, so...
Can I get a read of, like, his emotion, or, like...
Yeah, roll me an insight check.
Ugh.
15?
Yeah, what would you have to know?
Like, I don't know how to, what I'm feeling. Like, what am I trying to say? Sorry. I, like, have a feeling and I don't know how to vocalize it. Like, is he, saying these things, like,
he's being sincere, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't think harm is going to happen, kind of thing. Like, I know he doesn't control what happens.
Yeah, no, he legitimately means doing no harm. Okay. He would like to resolve this peacefully. You get the idea that his ideal is that he believes in the idea of justice. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Huh. As long as he's a sucker for an interesting person.
I know this descending stone.
He says, well, anyway, once again, sorry, I had a great time up until that. I don't blame you, though, for protecting your friend. I'd probably do the same if I was you. Anyway, feel free to contact me anytime. I'll see you again. Jarvera.
He's very confident he'll see us again.
It's probably time to put back on our necklaces protection.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well.
Yep. I'm gonna. Oh, sorry.
That's all I got.
Sending Stone Harita and just let her know.
Oh yeah.
That,
so. Hey, bitch. What's up?
We left in a hurry.
The casino or?
Yeah.
No, like town.
The town.
Oh yeah.
The town.
Is this the third time we got run out of Bronzeport?
Yeah, it's a thing now.
It's the only way to leave Bronzeport.
It's all fun.
Are you okay if I say someone was after you, or?
I mean, does Harita want to know the details?
I don't know.
Say someone's after me if she wants the details. She has to be very firm in breaking the law and not talking to the fucking cops.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. She says, first of all, I don't respect Windhavian law.
Yeah.
Bronzeport's an independent city. It's one of the free cities.
And that is why we are best friends.
She says, if anybody comes talking to me, I'm not going to tell them shit.
Thank you.
Okay, can we, like, describe him? A half-orc monk. He might
wear
a disguise.
Yeah, the one that Nari was describing me the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was after me for, like, months, apparently.
Oh. Probably a bounty hunter, then, sounds like.
Yep. First of all, that bitch should be retired, so...
I mean, if you're 70 and you feel like you're 40 every day, why? Why would you, right?
That's pretty cool. Maybe I'll become a monk.
Well, she said, if I get the chance, I'll tell him that you all fucked off to, like, Sinport or something.
To bar.
Just no, off the peninsula, for sure.
Gosh. Well, hurry up. Take care of yourself. Be careful.
Thank
and,
you.
Hurry up. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't want to give up my shit.
What shit?
My.
I know. I know. It's.
Well, I feel like it's either all of us or we just don't bother with it.
Yeah.
You know, because he's. Seen
I mean,
all
he's
four
gonna
of
be
us.
After me for. I did bad stuff.
You also don't know how he's tracking you. Could be scrying. Could be something.
It's true.
It's also could just be word of mouth. I mean,
yeah.
We're a big fucking deal now.
Y'all are famous.
Yeah.
And your pictures are plastered all over Bronzeport.
Yeah, I mean.
That's very true. I mean, we could just live in this tower forever.
We could just go back to the jungle.
Disagree. I don't want to
live in the jungle forever.
No, I don't.
They won't come after me in the
jungle. To the jungle of no return and just.
We're the only ones that can get out.
Except that he.
You
would...
can tell Zurgar to meet you there.
No, that's not a good
getting
idea.
Getting out of there was a fucking bitch and a half. We're not going back to the jungle.
We could go
return.
Back to the Shadowfell.
I mean, getting out of there was a little bit of a oof, too. How did we even get there? We got there by accident the first time.
Yeah.
Wasn't
also,
it trying to teleportation circle?
It was teleporting out of the jungle. I don't know if my balls are big enough to go back to the Shadowfell yet. And, there's a lot that I would take on just for shits and giggles. Interestingly enough, I know the answer is no and that we don't want to do this. But if we ever have
turn
reason...
her in and get the money?
No!
No! Well, that's why it says, why did we raise you better than that?
I'm just kidding!
But how much is the bounty? I'm just kidding.
How much is the bounty?
I'm the only one not asking
you
that.
You actually don't know.
I don't know.
He also wasn't turning you in for a bounty. He was turning you in for a trial.
Well, but it could have been to the trial and getting the bounty.
See, Caitlin has some very, very direct knowledge about this system.
In the last campaign, her character was stood on trial to win Hades.
It was one of the most fascinating sessions of D&D I've ever played. Ooh. There were guest characters. There were guest players.
I brought in a pair of brothers who... are very competitive with each other to play the prosecutor and the face.
Oh, she was amazing!
Both,
that's actually so fun.
They're both really good role players and very elegant, and so like it was so good.
It was the best D&D session I've probably ever played.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Fucking wild.
That is immensely cool.
But anyway, my character doesn't know any of that. What I am going to say is, obviously, it's a no, but if we were to be in Windhaven for some reason, I... have someone there that I thought was dead. And I found out this morning that they are probably...
Oh, a lot of roads leading to Windhaven.
I know! I know, right? So, yeah, I was actually going to pitch going to Windhaven to you guys tomorrow. Because the person that died that I thought they were dead and I didn't get to bury their body.
Your face, you were like...
Yeah. So
shit.
Fucking wild.
If you want to talk about how you're feeling, we can do that. But also, if you don't, we can not do that.
I don't. I feel. Do we know what happened?
Mm-mm. I thought you told us.
I did. I don't know how much detail I told you.
Something about a girl, you burned things down, and you took her name?
Yes.
Did you lock her in a closet and burn her?
No.
Okay.
It was an accident. I was just trying to mess with her. I didn't think she would die.
Okay, well, if it was an accident, then...
That doesn't change the fact that her parents are very powerful, and they've always had power over me.
How?
When my parents died, they took me in.
Oh.
I was effectively in a very similar situation to Tony.
Oh.
I didn't have anywhere to go.
So it was a slavery situation, not a foster kid situation?
Indentured servitude, essentially. Mm. Same thing as slavery.
Mm. Wow, I'm sorry. Yeah. And you really think that they would 100% win? It's like Bronzeport over there?
Tell me a history check.
Okay. ooh, that's pretty good.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
that's
I have...
That's when you're good skills, too.
yeah. I minored in history. 16 plus 9, that's
Damn,
like
25,
yeah.
Nice. So here's the thing. I mean, there's how Shims feels, which is that these people were very powerful and, you know, lorded over her. But from what you know about Windhaven, especially maybe from what more of what you learned at the academy afterwards, like, you were from a town of relatively little prestige in the Empire. And so while these people were kind of hot shit in a small pond. the other thing you know about the Windhaven legal system is that it involves magical lie detectors.
Oh, there you go.
And so, like many, it's one of the fair justice system is one of the kind of propaganda tools that the Empire uses to prop itself up as an idealistic institution. And so the trials are ostensibly fair.
Mm-hmm. Are they actually, though?
You've no experience with them. And so, yeah, you having no personal experience with, like, seeing a person go to trial and knowing ahead of time that they were guilty or not guilty, and then seeing what their verdict was, it's hard to say. They present as fair. That's something that people believe is that they're fair, but is it actually? It's hard to say. But it does involve magical lie detectors, so.
I mean, it is also a matter of, I did do it. It was an accident. I don't doubt that her parents think that I did it on purpose.
But he said that he thought what you did was right. Is that what he said?
I think he meant what. Wait, like back there?
This guy.
What I did was right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said, I think what you did was right. But
or he didn't think what you did was wrong.
Oh, that's what he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. What exactly, like you tried to pull a prank on her, or you...
Well, we were...
Tell me she was a prank.
It was a prank. Yeah. I'm more similar to Tony than I thought.
That's what brings you the most.
trick.
You just don't care as much about bits.
I care about the other types of bits.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
we're mirror images of each other.
The bottom of her nature does say, give me the bits.
Does it? Yeah. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
We thought briefly about making Tony's show me the bits, just for that.
Give me the bits. Show me the bits.
I wanted to make his give me the bits voice and free my soul. But it didn't. There was a character limit. Anyway, what were we talking about?
What happened?
Yeah.
It details. Layla was her name. She was an artificer, and I followed her around. We weren't friends. She sucked, similarly to her parents, and then also her parents sucked to her. It was
That's
a lot.
The circle suck?
Yeah.
Ugh. Nope, don't like that.
Yes.
Nope.
And she
I don't
always...
like it, and I don't like that you're right.
Generational trauma is out. Circle suck is in.
Oh my god. No. Name of the episode.
Circle suck. It better be.
This club has it all. Circle suck.
Half orcs.
Half orcs.
Crazy kitties.
Give me the bits.
Oh, that's funny.
But anyway, sorry.
Stop being funny. I'm trying to be a character. But she was an artificer, and I really wanted to be an artificer, and I was better at it than she fucking was, for all she had. Mm. And she kept lording it over me, and I just, I wanted to show her that I was better than her, and I guess I wasn't, because I messed it up. And there was an explosion, and chaos, and I didn't mean to kill her, but... Mm. I just had the chance to leave, and I did, and she was supposed to be off to the university, and I lied and said that I was her, and I lived as her for years.
But the rest of it was you guys were trapped inside? Is that what happened?
Trapped inside?
Like, how did she die? Like... You didn't lock her in.
No, I was messing up with one of her own, like, artifice, like, inventions that I definitely have an idea of what it was.
I was
just messing around with stuff in her lab, and I didn't want it to be that catastrophic. I thought you would just singe her hair or something.
Mm-hmm. And you said you were able to get out and she wasn't?
Are you sure?
Yes, you are 100% sure.
No.
You actually thought her parents might have been dead for a while, because they were pretty gravely wounded in that as well.
Oh, okay.
I was assumed dead, too, by everyone in the town.
Mm.
The only reason that they found out that it was like, oh, someone made it out of there is because...
You were using her name.
I was using her name, and I was just about to graduate.
Rough. That sucks.
So, do you know, are they, like, obviously that's why they're after you, but do you know, are they after you because they found out that you used her name and are assuming that you killed her on purpose? Or, like, do you know why? Or, like, what their thought process is or anything?
I would imagine that they would want me to stand trial for first-degree murder, but that is not what it was. But I did get involved in that. I think if we're talking laws, I'm 100% guilty of manslaughter and...
Also remember, this identity. Is fantasy, not America laws.
I don't know what the laws are. Or is manslaughter not a thing in this setting?
Oh, no, it's a thing. Accidentally killing somebody, so
it's, you know...
There's defenses that you could make, though.
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't confound Chris's world with America's political justice system.
Okay.
Because that's, they're not...
Is identity theft illegal?
they're not going to charge you for identity.
Yeah. Either.
Okay. Well, and she
Let's
is
also, dead. Let me throw one other thing. He keeps saying magical lie detectors, but we as real people know lie detectors are fucking dumb and don't work. You're talking about zones of truth.
I'm talking about literal magic that
actual
will
magic.
Yeah.
That will notify everybody if you tell a lie.
Like, it is actually legitimate, not like what Chima calls it in real life.
Maybe we see if we can do some research on, like, the judicial system over there, or, like, I think...
Dum-dum. Yeah. In Windhaven, there's two sides of the wall.
I think we're all happy to run, but, you know... Just in case you ever decide to go, or if you get caught in a situation that you can't get out of, it might be good to start preparing.
I also like to point out that you may have been poor there, but you're filthy rich now.
Yeah,
you could afford some good representation.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and I just have, this is like a question just about like my backstory in general. Like, I know they were rich in comparison to like little orphan Shims, but like... How rich were they, really? I imagine not, like, Harita rich.
No, not Harita rich, no. I mean, they lived in a nice part of town. They had enough money to get their kid into the academy, but...
So you're probably more rich than they were.
Okay.
Or had a comfortable amount of money.
Okay.
But all of us together.
That's even crazier.
That is true.
I'm sure
that's true.
They were rich enough to be able to make some sizable donations to the academy to get their underperforming daughter.
Yeah. I think researching that justice system is a good place to start.
If you want to, and if you're ready.
I would like for this to not be haunting me forever.
I mean, you know what I do when there's a problem. Run straight at it and punch it in the face. Just saying.
Do you want to think on it and talk about it later?
I think so.
Do you need a hug?
Yes.
After that, do you want to get stinking drunk?
I don't drink.
You don't drink at all?
No.
Oh, that's right.
That's why she's got the...
Do you want to sit there while the rest of us get stinking?
It would be nice. I want Tony to do something stupid so I can laugh.
Well, I don't have to be drunk to do that.
Yeah, not at all.
Thank you.
I'm going to go out and get supplies. Mm-hmm. And so I'll get like 5 bottles of high quality wine, a fifth of whiskey or something, and then just all the sweets that I can find. Like, is there a sweet shop?
Oh, yeah.
So just, like...
There's a lot of tourist discounts. There's, like, fudge shops.
I'm really strong, so just, like, a bag of sweets. Because there's... How many siblings are there here?
I was just checking.
Siblings.
I think it's just Magpie that lives here.
I thought she had somebody staying with her.
No, Vikalis went back to Rakad. Fourth Wind went to Malanga. Eventually is going to go to Malanga, but her and Hummingbird are in Verna with Wisp.
Was here.
That's where most of the Tabaxi are in Verna.
Can Wisp and Fourth Wind teleport?
Yeah.
And I probably have their sending stones, right? Okay. So I'm going to go out on an errand, and I'm gonna sending stone Weary and Evelyn and their group, mm-hmm. and I'm an Ascending Stone, Fourth Wind, and, fuck, you just said it.
Hummingbird. And Wisp.
And I'm going to ask them all if they want to come have a party.
Party,
in Ajuba.
Evelyn's like, but it'll take us weeks to get there.
No, just go to the tower. Go to the Wizard's Tower.
You know people there?
Yeah. The siblings we freed. We own the free cities, bitch. Go to the tower.
You were going to say you own the siblings.
No! We own the free cities, bitch.
All right, well, we'll be there.
Cool. I mean, I assume...
Should I bring Ben?
Oh.
I'm bringing Ben. I just want to see, I want to see the drama.
I definitely... Sending Stone Inari. I may have done a thing, and I'm really sorry.
What?
Wait, she's bringing who?
Lari's brother.
Oh, Ben! Ben!
But that's all I tell
you. We're gonna see how hot Ben is!
That's all I tell you guys, except I will Sending Stone Magpie and ask her, just, can I... Can,
go
can,
for Magpie.
Walk into the other room.
Okay. I'm in the other room.
I'm inviting everyone to your tower for a party.
Yeah, hey, that sounds fun.
Great. Get ready for your teleportation circle to go off.
Yeah, I'll go down and unlock the door.
Okay, and so then I'll also go, I'll get the siblings in Malanga, and then, is there anyone in Malanga?
No, that's, Fourth Wind keeps an eye on it, but she doesn't live
okay.
there.
Okay, is there, are, other than Vakalis, are there siblings anywhere else?
Cloudfang is, he's here and there.
So he's not probably in a place where he can teleport?
I'm trying to remember. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Quiz, doesn't he have the teleportation circle spell?
That doesn't get you back to where you were. So if you're somewhere without a teleportation circle, you can really fuck yourself over.
That's right. He was going to be the fourth member of that Evelyn group.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I was like, wait, there was Weary, Evelyn, Corvin, Ben. Oh no, it was Corvin
and Ben.
Yeah, no, Clefing's off doing room stuff.
Well, I will message him and let him know. I will message Vakalis and let him know. I will message Harita and let her know.
Mm-hmm. Harita's like, I don't have the sigils to get there.
Oh shit, that's right. I'm sorry.
So that's all right. I have work tomorrow anyway, so.
Sorry to get your hopes up.
Oh, that's all right. I just saw you guys yesterday. I can't party every day.
Fair enough.
I mean, technically, I'm rich enough that I could, but, you know.
You're better than that?
It'd be bad for my liver.
Well, hopefully we can make it back to Bronzeport soon. Right. We really didn't intend to leave, so.
All right. So, you make it back with all your booze and chocolates You actually, as you leave, you pass Magpie running down the street. She's running. She's like, I'm going to get bread and cheese.
Bread? Why bread?
Because I'm making fondue.
What? Okay. Can I make it back up there before everybody's teleported in?
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
I really want to walk in the door with all of this stuff. Are you ready for a party, bitches?
Yay! Yes.
And then hopefully the teleportation circle starts to go off.
Who's here?
So yeah, the teleportation circle goes off and they feel a dark presence as Vakalis comes up the stairs.
He doesn't
says,
look like
I'm
Idris
anymore. This party to get started. I make jokes now.
You make jokes.
That was a good one, brother.
Magpie comes back with just a big hunk of bread. bigger around as she is. She's taking it to the kitchen. She's like, party! she goes into the kitchen and starts cutting up the bread into cubes.
What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing?
You passed a note too, okay?
Oh, seriously, it was just me being a little shitty to Chris. That's all it was.
Are you going to leave the party?
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm leaving you forever.
Right. So Brian gets cubed as zilling, zilling, zilling. And then up the stairs, you see Wisp and Hummingbird. And Fourth Wind, and they kind of run up to you, Tony, and give you a big hug.
Yay!
And nod at Vakalis, and Wisp goes up and gives him a hug anyway.
Yeah.
I have a, like, I want to have a big mug with, like, half filled with straight whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding it, waiting for Evelyn to come up the stairs. All
right. Next up the stairs comes a Weary. With her big sword strapped to her back.
Deuces.
She's like, teleportation party!
TP!
Then Evelyn.
I take the glass, I'm like, hey, bitch! And I throw it at her.
Grabs it. She's like, this smells good. She says, I've been an adventurer for like 4 days, and I'm already being teleported and drinking fancy whiskeys. Best decision I ever made.
You're welcome.
Then the a person that none of you recognize, a crunchy druid-looking type, goes there. He's like, hey, everybody, Corbin.
How bad does he smell?
It's not bad. It's like a... It totally depends. What's your thoughts on patchouli?
I was going to say patchouli. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, name's Corbin. Happy to be part of this unnamed adventuring group. he says...
Takes a while.
He says, I officially put in my resignation from the Tectrix Congeri, so...
Oh.
He says, this seemed more fun. And then yes. last up the stairs comes Ben.
Remember, I said I'm sorry.
looks around, and you all look at him, and he looks. You see a lot of. You see a bit of an Ari in him, but whereas an Ari looks a lot more like her mom, he looks a lot more like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He is definitely not as trollish. Anari with her 18 charisma, of course, is shining brilliantly. But he's got like a 14 charisma. It's not too bad. And he's like definitely like he's grimed up a little bit. So he's he's been traveling and adventuring and fighting with the swords. So he's bulked up a bit that you've seen since the last time you saw him. He's lost some of the baby fat that he had been holding on to. And he's got like a beard now, which is weird.
I'll go.
Is it patchy or is it a real beard?
It's a real beard.
Oh,
been growing before now. It can. It's weird.
I'll go give him a hug.
He actually, when he sees you, he actually rushes over to you and grabs you and picks you up.
He thought you dead and has been chasing you for a while.
And he is full on sobbing. He's holding you.
It's
all right.
Who's older?
I know. She is.
I'm just behind you. I'm sorry. And I hand you a drink. I'm sorry.
He says, I'm just glad you're alive.
I'm glad I'm alive, too. Adorable. I'm glad you didn't kill yourself or get yourself killed.
Mm. And Corbin helped a lot.
Mm.
He says, we were going to make our way all the way back. We were following you. We were in Rakkad. We were... gonna head to Umfaloko next before you contacted us. So.
Mm. Well, did you meet anyone that you kept ties with, or
on our trip? Mm. Yes, I got it. His name just left my brain.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Give me just 1 second." He says, "Yeah, I met this really nice half-orc named Bannon."
Of course you liked Bannon.
Fuck Bannon.
Bannon's great.
I'm talking about that.
He says, we've been chasing down the rollers, but we've kind of given that up, and they're just doing more of the adventuring thing now.
Cool.
New Evelyn and Wary, they're both really great. They've been helping out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We're planning our first adventure.
Where are you going?
He says, we saw on a wanted board that a car was looking for some adventurers to help fight off some monsters that had been terrorizing the vineyards. It seemed like, as Wary put it, some nice low-level adventuring stuff.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So, yeah, we're getting ready to head to a car.
Cool.
Of course, getting there will be pretty difficult, so, you know, half
if only you had a car.
You know what? That's actually a really great joke.
That's jokes for us, not our characters.
Yeah. Magpie comes in with a big contraption that looks like a fountain. And then she casts the spell. It suddenly starts burbling cheese.
Oh.
She says, fondue.
Okay.
She,
don't mind if fondue.
Party in the cat tower more often, I guess.
She pulls out some bread. She's like, Shims, have you tried this? You come over and check it out?
Yeah, sure.
All right, she hands you some. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so. And then you hear a ding-a-ling-a-ling. And,
wait,
who did you invite?
And coming up the stairs, you see Clonfang.
Oh! I was like, who the fuck else is on the way? I'm ready to stab. Nice.
And he kind of looks around.
Stress me out. I know,
but one tooth hanging out of his mouth. He's just like, hey, it's a party.
Yep.
Cool.
Fondue.
Oh, yeah, he takes a bite of it. And he goes, and he just burps fire. That's some hell of a shit.
The fuck? Was that you? Oh, I was like, what the fuck is in that fondue?
That guy's just like, what the? I don't understand how this happened.
I'll take a bite of the fondue.
Only comes in.
Ah, you fucking whore! That was maybe a bit of an overreaction. I also told Chris to shut up, you whore, once, so it's definitely...
No, I'm not offended.
A con save? 13!
And then cough a little bit of fire out.
What did you do to it?
Same thing Snark did.
The
alcohol. But how did you do it so fast?
I was in the kitchen helping.
Oh... Does Magpie look surprised?
Magpie is shocked. She's like, so, the sanctity of my kitchen.
Not helping so much as...
Magpie goes into a room, comes out with a little stopper, and pours a little thing in there. And...
No! I did that so... Hey, this party is to make me feel better, right?
She said, yeah, but I want my stuff to catch on fire.
Before it filters through, I'll take one last look directly at Shims and just fail my con save.
Yeah.
At her.
You're the best. I wasn't using that potion. I've had it for so long.
So what I'm getting is, and I guess as I say these words out loud, I know them to be true. I've just never directly stated them. A fart to Tony is a fire breath potion to you. When you're sad, those are the things that I do.
Yes.
You see the fair, the equivalent for Inari now.
Obviously buy her clothes.
Or find her someone attractive.
Somebody I said, can I spike the fondue with my breath potion? There you go.
Fucking hilarious.
I just figured that's the best way for
sure. All right, so for the second time in as many days, you have a big party. I think this weekend officially counts as a binge now.
Yeah, to be fair.
You actually do see Clonfang talking to, like, Evelyn and Weary and stuff. And later in the evening, he's like, I'm going to start doing some adventuring stuff with them. Party of five.
Nice.
Yay. So now who's everyone in the party is Clonfang,
Evelyn. Clonfang, Evelyn, Corvin, Ben, and Weary.
Okay. They're cute. That's a fun little group.
He says, I'm going to go to a car next. He says, me and Weary are going to tend to the new ones.
Is Clonfang on our level too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, he was higher level than you first time we met him.
Oh, yeah, and then we stole a spell book.
Got it back. But yeah, he was the one that cast the teleportation circle, so.
When?
Like, when he got here.
What do you mean?
Like, he arrived by himself. So somebody had to cast teleportation circle for him to get here. It was him.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So I figured he probably had teleportation circle. I was just worried about teleporting back, because... If getting back to where you were is a pain in the ass.
No, he has all the same circles that you guys have for the cats, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you guys have a lot of fun. There's some drinking, carousing. No party like a tabaxi party, because the tabaxi party got fur.
Can we roll on the carousing table?
Yeah.
What's that?
You got rolled on the carousing table.
Get out your D100s, bitches!
What is it?
Anybody that would like to drink to excess can choose to roll on the carousing table.
What does that mean?
means something happened.
There, it means you cede a little bit of narrative control to fate and see what happens after you get drunk. Blackout drunk.
I will be
blackout drunk.
Yeah. I'm doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Join me.
There's no one here to...
This town's relatively
you're not,
safe.
You're in a town, so...
Well, I mean in the tower.
You also have a designated driver, so...
Are you gonna,
yeah, it's not like we're...
Are you going to take a couple drinks and roll anyway? Shems.
She doesn't
like
no
peer pressure.
Ooh. I got a 97.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
15?
Okay.
Well, we're going to see both ends of the scale anyway.
Might not be a scale, it might just be...
Tony did it, too.
And I did 47.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey,
bottom,
all
middle,
right.
top.
Yeah. So.
Whole range.
Yeah, you see your friends get drunker and drunker and more and more out of control. At the stroke of midnight, all of you suddenly feel a strong tingling sensation. And Tony, your butt like lights up, and your chest lights up, and your arm lights up.
Oh, our things came back.
And they just sort of flash brightly for a moment.
Okay.
Nice.
What's the fucking going on here?
I thought.
What?
I thought.
You're so glowy.
You're glowing too. Tony was coming out of your ass.
My butt is buzzing.
I swear I didn't use that much fire breath potion. What's happening?
Stop poking my butt.
All right, so
it's way more fun to act drunk than it ever was to be drunk.
All right, so you're drinking. That happens at the stroke of midnight, and then real missing. And the next thing you know, you're at the Edge of the World Tavern.
Oh, okay.
And everyone in the tavern is just chanting, Taika, 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 as you are standing on a table with a tankard in one hand. And then real missing.
Is Evelyn with me?
Evelyn is like standing on the floor, like watching you drunkenly from.
Is she drunk too?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
She
That's
also
what I
is
want.
Browsing. All right, and so the next morning you wake up. You and Evelyn are like catty corner in the same bed, and you check your pockets. Everything's there except that you have 100 gold pieces worth of like coins on you that you didn't have before.
What? Some of them are like on me. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck happened?
Evelyn wakes up and she's like, we're not in Averna, are we?
We better fucking be in Averna.
No, we're in Ajuba?
Oh, no, we're in Ajuba. Yeah. I was like, wait, goddamn.
I think I'm still a little drunk.
Me too. You said Averna, and I thought Ajuba, and that just... Oh.
She says, get out of bed. Something halo.
It's incorporeal, and I push her out of the bed.
She just... flops onto the ground and starts crawling towards the bathtub. Tony, what did you get?
I got 47.
47. All right. So you and your siblings get drunk and start playing friendly games. which are like basically like one-upping contests that you each like sit in truce-sipping fashion. Like basically, it's like double dog dare. Shims, you're watching this the whole time, being the only sober one, like making sure that the whole time that there's a point where I was about to like fall off like like down the stairs, and you kind of stop that from happening. Stuff like that. Anyway, you wake up in the morning just in like a sibling cuddle puddle of just like tabaxi fur with the worst headache of your life.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm. And then Ari, what'd you get?
Worth it. 15.
All right. So, you come to and you're in a room you don't recognize with no windows. There's a very soft bed, a writing desk, and a like shelf of like books.
Uh-oh. Is there any identification things that can help me figure out?
Roll me a perception.
Ooh, 27.
You, despite the buzzing in your ears and like the blaring of your eyes, you look around and you feel the wall and it's cool to the touch, so you think that you're in an underground room, like a basement perhaps.
All right. Do I have all my stuff on me?
You look around yourself and you have everything that you have except your short, like, 50 gold pieces.
Okay. Can I open the door?
Yeah. You open the door, and you see a somewhat long hallway with several more doors on the side of it.
Are you at a pay-by-the-hour hotel?
Do I hear anything? Or?
I'll say with your dope-ass perception check, you hear some talking at the end of the hall.
What are they saying?
It's hard to make out. You can just hear that it's talking.
Okay, I'll walk toward it.
As you get about three-quarters of the way down the hallway...
I'm so glad I remembered the carousing table. We used to roll on it all the fucking time.
We actually made our own custom one.
Yeah, that's cool.
We did.
Because we got bored with the one that we were using that came with.
How many different entries are there?
100, I think. Or maybe it's
the one we made was 100. I used the standard one for this one, which is like 8 options.
Yeah,
but we rolled all across
the board. Across the board, so there weren't repeats, yeah.
So the door opens, you see an ogre standing there, kind of ducks through the doorway and looks at you and says, "Oh, you're awake."
Yeah.
He says, "Ready to go?"
Go where?
Home, I'm assuming. Wherever that is for you.
All right. Who are you?
There's Punch.
Punch?
Ha! Punch!
Do I know this?
That's just a cute name.
Oh, wait, no, did you go with me?
She went with Magpie,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went with Magpie. You've met Punch.
Yes, he says
that's
that.
That's right,
you,
Punch.
You recognize this guy.
Punchback Ride.
Magpie introduced you to him when she came to the broker.
Oh. Why am I here?
He says, you came in last night talking about urgent business and wanting the broker's help and... wanting to put a hit out on some people called the Rollers or something.
Oh,
like
shit!
All right.
But you were, as the broker put it, you were in your cups. and you just wanted to make sure you had a safe place to sleep it off.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Does it seem like he's leaving anything out?
Roll me an inside check.
Sorry, I'm rolling.
The broker definitely took your money. Oh, there's the coin.
24?
No. Punch seems as honest as the day is bright.
Do you know where my missing money went?
Oh,
did I give?
I didn't take it.
All right. I didn't pay you guys for services.
I'm not involved in the business parts of it. I just escort people up and down the hall.
All right.
Would you like to talk to the broker?
Sure.
All right, so he gestures towards one of the doors in the hallway and says, "Right in there. Come in.
Hello.
Good morning. How's your head?
Oh, it's wonderful. Did I give you money for your services?
Yeah, you see, it pulls up a sack and tosses it towards you.
Oh.
You insisted.
Oh. Wow, okay. Thank you, I guess. Times two?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not the first time somebody's drunkenly stumbled in here and wanted me to kill somebody for them. That's not my game, though.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He says, whatever business you have with these dice rollers, or whatever they were, that's all I have to see between you and them.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved. All right, can I, would it be rude for me to give you some money for being nice to me?
No, just tell Magpie will owe me one.
All right.
I love again. How Magpie's just a full-on, like, crime boss, potentially, in this fucking town.
He says, well, and hopefully the next time you hear it's a little more sober, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it is the first of Pale, as you all make your way, those of you that left, back to the...
Where did we end up? Like, Evelyn and I, were we in the town? Oh, we were at the edge of the world. Okay, yeah. That's where we end up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, as you two come downstairs, you just see some of the tavern people stand up and say, Tyga! And then they drink their mug, and then they just, as they slam the mug on the ground, they say, can't be beat! And they sit back down.
What the fuck happened? I go up to the bartender.
He just gives you, like, the most impish smile you've ever seen a bartender. Well, morning, legend.
What the fuck happened?
You stormed in here, apparently, from what I heard from the overnight folks, is you stormed in here last night, deep in your cups.
Uh-huh.
And you and your buddy started telling tales of all the wizards you killed, and that the jungle of one return now that you guys came back out of it. Anyway, the people were digging it, and then you know, your friend started this whole call and response thing about Tyga can't be beat. And then it caught on, and
Punch Evelyn.
She's like, I don't remember doing that. You can't punch me for things I don't remember doing.
You did them.
So did you. That's kind of the short version of it.
All right. Thanks. It's weird.
There's some good-natured, like, cheering as you go by.
I would like to point out this is the second time that Tyga has brought a giant, like, burst of profit to this place. Because remember that one time we made the fight?
You advertised
you
it.
You fought it. I advertised it. Yeah, okay. I was
marketing makes the money.
Yeah.
To be fair. What? That's hilarious.
I think that innkeeper likes you a lot, is my point.
I'm so glad we did this.
Right, so you all head back to the tower to regroup and figure out your next steps. And your tattoo's fully recharged.
Yeah.
And that's where we will pick up next time.
Sleep with one eye open, Fairfield.
I always do. I sit next to the blanket monster. So
we gotta have two.